We start this hour with the Trump administration announcing plans to hire 5,000 additional Customs and Border Protection agents as part of a border security push. But there are complications as some applicants are not making the cut. Michel Marisco of KJZZ's Fronteras desk is covering the story, and he joins us. Michel, has the agency started recruiting for this hiring surge?
Yes, they have. They were down in Cochise College just yesterday, recruiting on campus. They are targeting other universities throughout the country. And of course, you know, they're starting the push online. I'm starting to see more of that type of recruitment on the websites for, you know, offering student loan deferments for working in different postings. Definitely the recruitment surge is underway.
Polygraph examinations appear to be blocking some applicants from getting through and becoming agents. Can you describe for us a little bit of what the failed applicants say they went through?
It's been a really interesting week. I spoke with a gentleman earlier this week who he told me that he ended up failing the polygraph exam because he had smoked marijuana as a teenager, and the examiner discovered this. Now, another applicant that I spoke with, he said that he didn't know why. He said that he was held in the room. He referred to it as an interrogation. He sat in the room with the polygraph examiner for almost 7 hours. And by the end of it, he says he wasn't allowed to move around too much, that he was getting irritable, and he felt that this might have actually have had something to do with why he failed. The issue with this particular person's case, and I will profile him in an upcoming story, is that he had already worked as a Border Patrol agent and had resigned 2 years prior. So this is somebody who was already in the Border Patrol, left the Border Patrol on good circumstances, good terms, tried to come back and wasn't able to. And of course, you know, I'll play this little bit of tape from the Border Patrol Union President Art Del Cueto, who is describing here what one applicant told him about her issues.
He told me that my readings were similar to that of a Russian spy or someone that had been very carefully trained.
And of course, other applicants have been saying that they were accused of working with drug cartels. They were accused of working with immigrant traffickers. And these applicants were left saying, look, you know, I served in the military. I had a Secret Service clearance. Why can't I be a Border Patrol agent?
Well, so that begs the question, what's the next step for these polygraph exams? How is CBP going to deal with these in the future?
You know, there's a couple of options. One of them, for example, may be to use an existing polygraph exam that somebody already had. For example, somebody who worked with the Arizona Department of Public Safety. Well, this person's already an officer. They're already vetted. They've already gone through the peace officer standards and training courses in Arizona. It would be a matter of, for example, taking that polygraph exam from their hire at DPS and applying it to CBP. Whether or not CBP is going to allow that, of course, remains to be seen. But, you know, the same question will also pertain to, for example, former TSA agents who now want to work for the U.S. Border Patrol. Either way, right now, the agency is already about 1,600 agents shy of what it considers a full force, and now we're adding 5,000 to that. Now, this is already getting up to the ears of Congress. Here's Congresswoman Martha McSally last year when she addressed a House committee on this particular matter.
We have heard several anecdotal horror stories of decorated combat veterans who for some reason were unable to pass this polygraph, coupled with some bizarre sounding behavior on the behalf of the polygraph examiners.
It's a very tenuous time for the agency because in previous years it had been criticized for not vetting agents enough. And now the pendulum seems to have swung in the other direction.
Michel Marisco reporting for KJZZ's Fronteras desk in southern Arizona. Michel, thanks very much.
Thank you.